Let me ask you some questions about different, you know, names for parts of the houses and... what do you call, I'll kind of put it this way, what do you call the thing the smoke goes through?
It goes for what?
Where the smoke goes out of the house? In the fireplace?
Oh, your chimney? Yeah, chimney and fireplace.
And, you know, the little space in front of the fireplace?
That's your hearth.
And the things you put the wood on?
Andirons.
You ever call them anything else, or?
Oh, we have a corner.
And a little shelf above the fireplace?
That's a mantle.
What'd you burn in the fireplace?
Well, we burned coal and wood in the one we have here in the new house, but wood was always burned in the country house.
And any special kind of wood?
Mostly oak and pine.
How'd you get it started?
I never started frying the country, and we haven't started with this one down yet. Usually it was fat lightwood, they called it in those days. It was fat pine stumps, pine tar stumps.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to start if you stick a match to it.
The real turpentine, eh?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you ever have to clean out a chimney?
No, they made them so large in those days that the natural draft kept them clean. You didn't have to bother with it.
Well, what'd you call the stuff that got up in the chimney?
The soot.
What's this? This I'm sitting up here.
This chair?
What about that? Something long.
That would be a sofa.
Did you ever call them anything besides sofas?
That's all I've ever called them. Settee.
What's that? These are mostly names of furniture. What do you call the thing in the bedroom with all the drawers in it?
Well, that's a dresser. And we have an old piece in there from the old house that we call a washstand, which you don't see many of now.
What other kinds of furniture did you have in the old house?
Oh, we had a wood stove to cook on, and with an old sidearm heater that was made on it that you kept filled with water. And we had beds and chairs, same as everybody has today.
Nothing too much. Where'd you put your clothes?
In the closet. That is, most of the time, my mother had to pick them up and put them in there, but that's why we kept them.
if you hadn't had a closet, what would you call something that wasn't built in where you put clothes?
Chevrolet, bathroom.
What was up in here? Well,
long in those days, they called them a loft. Today, we call them an attic.
Did y'all store stuff up there?
Oh, always had stuff stored up there.
What'd you call the place where you cook, your mother cooked?
Well, that was the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. She cooked there all the time, in winter and summer?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Where'd she store all her food?
Most of her food was stored in different spots around in the kitchen. We had a refrigerator in there, a cooler. You always had one of those, the cooler spots. She used to wear a lot of time. Keep the butter in, that kind of thing. Always had a pantry for grocery store. Had a smokehouse for me.
What do you call, just lots of old worthless things,
A junk.
Did you keep them in any special place? What would you call stuff like that?
Well, there's no special place that we keep junk other than style storage rooms.
If your mother were doing the house work, what would you say she was doing?
Cleaning house.
What would she sweep with?
Broom.
What'd she do to your clothes when they got dirty?
Well, she washed them.
She did anything else with them?
Well, she had press them with an iron, and she got through washing them, and she used a scrub board to wash them with, and wash part of the bar, when we lived out in the country. When we moved town, we had everything you needed to wash with, except the washing machine, which you didn't have on in those days.